notification when he wants you to do something. Sometimes you can measure that notification in days, sometimes hours, and sometimes minutes. Barbara and I were watching an inspiration speaker on television last night. Started watching about 9 o'clock, a little before. And then I was thinking as I listened to what she said, I said, now that would make a good sermon. David needs to talk about that. Because what she was saying lined up so good to me with what it means to be a Christian. Then about 9:30, I got a text. I want you to make sense of this. Said, Linda's dad's in a bad way. I may not make it tomorrow. Can you be ready on a moment's notice? And then he asked me, he said, did you get my text about being ready to preschool just in case? So I reckon I'm going to preschool this morning for you. It's a little different than when I teach my church classes. I normally don't have anything like this. I have to talk real loud. They got used to it. The good news about my search classes are I've got two girls that I've graduated up or got through to being certified instructors with the state. So if I ain't there, they can handle it. Don't tell them I said so, but both of them are a lot smarter than I am. Okay? And then he did clarify it was not preschool. He wanted me to preach up here, so here we go with it. And what she talked about last night, I changed a few words in it because it was set up to be where it didn't personify Christ, although it does in its in what it's written. But I changed a few words in it to make it a little bit better for what we're going to do here today. It's going to be kind of short and sweet, but I want you to remember it. I want you to think about it. What does it mean to be a Christian? What is your job as a Christian? And what can you do to make this world a better place and more people to believe in Jesus? Because He is our commodity. If we were salesmen, He would be the commodity we would be promoting. The name of it is I Am God's Greatest Miracle. Since the beginning of time, never has been another with my mind, my heart, my eyes, my ears, my hands, my hair, my mouth. None that came before, none that live today, and none that will come tomorrow can walk and talk and move and think exactly like me. All men are my brothers, yet I am different from each. I am a unique creature. God made us all different. He gave each one of us certain abilities. Whatever those abilities are, you will need to do whatever job He's got set up for you. You may stop and think, well, I can't do that. You ain't got to. All you got to do is turn over the Holy Ghost. He'll use you and go through you to get it done. I've seen it happen. I've had it happen. Years ago, a fella came up here and sat right over there named Danny Williams. He was a friend of David's. From the past, Danny was not a nice boy by any stretch of anybody's imagination. I know people that knew him said, you didn't mess with Danny. You left Danny alone. He came up and talked to us about how this church needed to get together a ministry to go to Pitt Detention Center and talk to the people there because they needed help. I remember listening to it. And I remember thinking, yeah, this church probably needs to do that. Sounded like a good idea. You know, I heard a little voice that said, do it. That was kind of quiet, wasn't it? I made out like I didn't hear it. Because I really did not want to do what He wanted us to do. It was not on my top 10 list of things to do. So I said, yeah, this church needs to do that. It would be good for all involved. I mean, didn't Jesus say we were supposed to visit people in jail? Yeah. I heard the voice a second time. The voice said, do it. It was kind of hard to ignore that time. It was a little bit too loud. And I tried, y'all remember Moses, when God sent him into Egypt. He said, yeah, I'll go, right? No. He tried 7 different excuses I can think of. I tried every one of them excuses why I couldn't go, why I couldn't do what the Holy Ghost wanted me to. Didn't work for me either any better than it did for Moses. But I remember thinking, I said, that man right there, he's the one that'd be perfect to go out and do it. He knows the Bible real good. He's a very good speaker. He's the one to go. That's right. Besides, I ain't got time. I'm too busy. And I don't know the Bible that well. I can't speak that good. Y'all ever watch the A-Team on television? You remember a boy in there named Mr. T? Yeah, I do too. And when the Holy Ghost tells me his third time, he sounds just like Mr. T. Because he told me, he said, boy, I told you what I wanted you to do. I give you 4 Thursday nights a month. I want one of them back. You got a problem with that? No, sir, we'll get right on it. It was 18 years ago, thereabouts. David and I started it. Now we're up to 6, 8, somewhere in that range of people that do it. And the good news is, in June, we can all go. For the last year, it's just been me and or David. And with his situation, we haven't got together very much. It was just mostly me. But the Holy Ghost will give you what you need to do, what it is He wants you to do, whether you want to do it or not. That's entirely up to you. But don't make Him have to tell you the 4th time. Believe me, it ain't good. Now back to this. Although I am of the world, worldly rewards alone do not satisfy me. Within me burns a flame which has been passed from generations uncounted, and its heat is a constant irritation to my spirit to become better than I am, and I will. I will fan this flame of dissatisfaction and proclaim my Jesus to the world. None can duplicate my brushstrokes. None can duplicate my chisel marks. None can duplicate my handwriting. None can produce my child, and in truth, none has the ability to sell exactly as I. Henceforth, I will capitalize on this difference, for it is for Jesus to be promoted to the fullest. I am God's greatest miracle. Vain attempts to imitate others no longer will I make. Instead, I will place my uniqueness on display in the marketplace. Y'all do know where the marketplace is, right? The other side of those doors right there. You're in the marketplace. And you're proclaiming what you have to sell to the world. And that's the love of Jesus. I will proclaim it. Yea, I will sell it. I will begin to show. I begin to know now to accent my differences, hide my similarities. So too, I will apply this principle to the goods I sell. Salesmen and goods, different from all others and proud of the difference. I am a Christian. I am God's creature. I am rare. There is a value in all rarity, therefore I am valuable. I am the end of product of thousands of years of evolution. Therefore, I will be better equipped in both mind and body than all the emperors or wise men that preceded me. But my skills, my mind, my heart, my body will stagnate, rot, and die, lest I put them to good use. I have unlimited potential. Only a small portion of my brain do I employ. Only a paltry amount of muscles do I flex. 100-fold or more can I increase my accomplishments of yesterday, and this I will do beginning today. Nevermore will I be satisfied with yesterday's accomplished, nor will I indulge any more in self-praise or deeds in which in reality are too small to even acknowledge. I can accomplish far more than I have, and I will. For why should the miracle which preceded me end with my birth? Why can I not extend that miracle to my deeds of today? God gave us certain potential. He gave us certain abilities. He wants us to use them. If we don't use them, you've heard the expression, use it or lose it. If you don't use it, you're going to lose it. So you might as well use it. And what they're saying here is, you got the ability. You're going out into the marketplace. Use that ability. Spread the word. Let everybody know about the love Jesus has for all of us. Because He loves each and every one of us. He loves me. He loves you. He loves the ones in prison. He loves us all. And get this, He loves us all the same. He doesn't show any preference from one to the other. He loves us all the same. That's, think on that for a while and chew on it a little bit, because it's a little hard to swallow, it was for me. I am God's greatest miracle. I am not on this earth by chance. I am here for a purpose, and that purpose is to grow into a mountain, not to shrink into a grain of sand. Henceforth, I will apply all my efforts to becoming the highest mountain of all, and I will strain my potential until it cries for mercy. I will increase my knowledge of mankind, myself, and my Jesus, thus my converts will multiply. I will practice and improve and polish the words I utter to sell my Jesus, for this is the formation on which I will build my faith, and never will I forget how many have attained great success with only one talk delivered with excellence. Also, I will seek constantly to improve my manners and graces, for they are the sugar to which all are attracted. Maybe you can talk a lot better than I can. I certainly hope so. And maybe you can convince people with the one time you talk, because your speaking is so eloquent. I'm a redneck. Ain't nothing eloquent about me. I mean, if you can't remember my name, just call me the swamp rat. I answered to that. Been answering it for years. Kind of become my name now. I know at the prison, they don't know who I am, but they know who the swamp rat is. You go into search, people know my name. Well, who's that guy you're talking about? So he's a swamp rat, one with the orange hat over there. They know exactly who you're talking about then. Become the best you can be. You don't have to be real eloquent. You don't have to use a lot of 50-cent words. Nickel's about as high as I can go anyway. Just be yourself. Use the ability God gave you. And when you get ready to do that task, you tell the Holy Ghost, when your knees are trembling and your heart are pounding in your chest, about to jump out of your shirt, you say, Holy Ghost, I can't handle this. I can't do it. You're going to have to take over. You say, okay, I'm going to use you to do it. Now let's go. And off you go. And He does. I am a Christian. I will concentrate my energy on the challenge of the moment, and my actions will help me forget all else. The problems of my home will be left in my home. I will think not of my family when I am in the marketplace, for this will cloud my thoughts. So too will the problems of the marketplace be left in the marketplace. I think not of my profession when I am in my home, for this will dampen my love. I am God's greatest miracle. When you're out there, put everything else aside to the task that you have before you and working on that. Concentrate on that. Carry forth what the Holy Ghost has told you to do. Oh, He'll talk to you. That ain't the problem. He talks to each and every one of them. The problem is listening. That's where we all have that same problem, is listening to Him. I told you how He talks to me when He tells me the third time, and that won't be the only time He's talked to me like that. Because I forget to listen to Him. My wife says I'm a very expert at never mind. But that's just her opinion. I've been given eyes to see and a mind to think, and now I know great secret of life, for I perceive